Now, the Civil War in County Kerry and its many impacts and legacies featured a new book which has been published by Four Courts Press. It's edited by Bridget McAuliffe, Dr. Mary McAuliffe and Dr. Owen O'Shea, The Civil War in Kerry and Beyond, Histories, Memories and Legacies. It's a compilation of essays from a range of academics, historians and researchers who spoke in a highly acclaimed Kerry Civil War conference which is held in Tralee in 2023. The book is going to be launched next Friday, but with me on the line to talk about it and the learnings from it are Dr. Owen O'Shea and Dr. Mary McAuliffe. Good morning to both of you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Not at all.
Very good morning.
Owen, thanks for joining me. Listen, first of all, this book, it draws together the work that was done by academics at that time of the centenary, at that time of the conference, looking at all aspects of both, I suppose, the violence of what went on in the Civil War in Kerry, but particularly the huge impacts that it had in this county and nationally flowing from that over the decades that followed.
Yes, it does. And it's a couple of years ago now, in 2023, when we hosted the conference at Seamsa Tíre that Bridget, Mary and I conceived and proposed to the advisory group within the department, which was overseeing the decade of centenaries and commemorative events. And interestingly enough, there wasn't any particular commemorative event planned for Kerry or to mark the centenary of the Civil War in Kerry. And as we know...
Perhaps that's a legacy in itself, Owen, of the way politically today it's even viewed.
Yes, to some extent. And in fact, and I think Mary will confirm this, I think there were no major plans initially when the decade of centenaries was conceived to have anything, any commemorative events or centenary events to deal with the Civil War at all. And that, you know, the it was due to finish in about 2021 or thereabouts after the centenary of the War of Independence. So, yes, there was a reticence or I suppose a bit of a concern maybe perhaps about revisiting the Civil War and marking the centenary of what is a very dark and tragic period in our history. But having said that, when we did pitch or propose the idea for a conference in Tralee to the advisory group, they were very keen to mark the centenary of these events in an appropriate and an inclusive and in a sensitive manner. And I think over the 3 days that we were running that conference and the events, apart from the lectures, there were a number of other elements to it as well. I think it goes a long way, or went a long way to achieving a sort of a meaningful engagement with the centenary of the Civil War. And this book really is the result of the papers and the research presented at that conference.
Yeah, and it goes through several different aspects. There's a foreword by Martin Mansra, now sadly no longer with us. Different aspects of it, both the violence of the time, different individual elements like Clashmelcon Caves, what happened there, the Battle for Dublin, June and July 1922, Kilflynn Civil War, but then also the legacies of it. And Mary, you talk in the book and you presented a paper and had a discussion about the imprisonment of militant anti-treaty Kerry women in barracks and jails and their experience during the Civil War.
Yes, it was. I felt a very important part to bring in about the women and their involvement in the Civil War, because in many ways, Cumann na mBan were the first militant organisation to reject the treaty in large part, and sometimes the women actually get blamed for the Civil War, and they were seen as especially bloodthirsty. But what I wanted to present was how they were treated by the National Army and the Free State authorities. The militant anti-treaty women, and they were very badly treated. Many dozens of them arrested in Kerry, some kept in local barracks in really terrible conditions, but many taken by either cattle boat or later on train to Dublin, to Kilmainham Jail, Mountjoy and the North Dublin Union. And interestingly, there are a number of memoirs and diaries from Kerry women like Hannah Moynihan, Hannah O'Connor, Sis and Joe Power from Tralee, Sheila Hartnett, all wrote about their experiences in Kilmainham and the North Dublin Union and Mountjoy. And so we have really detailed, insightful memories of what these women experienced in these places, and they met hundreds of other activists from all around the country who were being arrested. The hunger strikes they went on, the violence they experienced. They were battered quite a bit many times, particularly when they were being moved from Kilmainham and Mountjoy to the North Dublin Union. And that was so overcrowded that Hannah Moynihan describes the fact that they had to sleep outdoors for about 10 days in the rain and the wet and the cold, because there were no beds for them in the North Dublin Union until they opened up a few more spaces there. And it's extraordinary to have those eyewitness accounts. And then the trauma impact of that, and the fact that it did impact on their afterlives, on into the next decades. Many of them couldn't get jobs again. A lot of them died young. Ellen Walsh Eileen Walsh from Knocknagoshal, who had been one of the women arrested for sending the note that led the National Army troops to the trap mine in Knocknagoshal, died in 1929, and she was only still a young woman. The application from her mother about what happened to her after her arrest is heartbreaking. I felt it was very important to forefront the experiences of the anti-treaty women in this collection of essays.
And Owen, you did a lot of work. I know there's a piece from you about the post-Civil War trauma and suffering among Kerry combatants and their families. And a lot of that revealed through the pensions archive collection, which has been digitised. Just harrowing stories of the legacy individual families of combatants suffered in the decades, or like Mary said, their early deaths, not being able to work, being left with nothing in very difficult times.
Yes, incredibly traumatic. And I suppose, as we've often said before, a lot of the people who lived through this period, and particularly families affected, didn't necessarily talk about what occurred, but they did write about and provide testimonies to the authorities, particularly when it came to applying for pensions and for payments by way of compensation in the years afterwards. And that, you know, unfortunately and sadly, is one of the most dreadful legacies of that period, the enormous psychological traumas experienced by survivors and their families. The poverty and hardship endured in families where invariably it was the breadwinner, either the father or the eldest son, who was killed in the fighting. And indeed, the bureaucratic nightmare that people had to endure for many, many years and decades in some cases, appealing to the Department of Defence for some support and for some help. And, you know, there are dreadfully sad and letters to officials and to politicians, indeed, from people who were left penniless after the Civil War. In many cases, Republicans and those on the anti-treaty side were particularly hard done by. Many of them were forced out of their jobs because of their political allegiances. And for many, many years, those on the anti-treaty side weren't included for pensions. So pleased to, I suppose, have if you like, cast some light on, and along with Mary and others, indeed, on that suffering for families and survivors who came afterwards. And could I just mention, you mentioned Martin Manser, Jerry, there just briefly wanted to in acknowledge his passing recently. He was actually one of the first people who came to us and suggested that we publish a book based on the papers presented at the conference, and with the support of the Department of Culture and Kerry County Council and Kerry Library. That is now thankfully being realised.
Yeah, indeed, and that is quite fitting. Well, listen, look, it's I know Mary, I know it's going to be the launch is next Friday, I think 21st in the County Museum.
Yes, at 6 o'clock, and everybody is welcome.
Brilliant. Well, look, fantastic. It's been brilliant work right from the off, and brilliant that a book is there to cement and detail out that legacy, and so people have a greater understanding in a more kind of a holistic understanding of exactly what went on and the impacts and legacies of the Civil War in this county, which was particularly keenly felt. My thanks to you for talking to us. That is Dr. Mary McAuliffe, Dr. Owen O'Shea, about their book. along with Bridget McAuliffe, editors of that book on the Civil War and its legacies, explored in that new collection. It's being launched 6 p.m. next Friday in the County Museum. Guest speakers, Minister Norma Foley and the Cathaoirleach Kerry County Council, Michael Foley. And the book is available now in bookshops and from the Kerry Civil War Conference website.